L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Back at it here. Hour number two, soccer underway here. USA Wales. 1 minute into it. We'll keep it updated here. And I do believe. Did you bet the arc? So Kev bet the boost, which is the U.S. to score in the first half and the second half. We'll see how that one plays out here. Maybe get a quick goal right off the bat. But I did get clearance from Sirius. If we want to, play by play. So
that might be your most dangerous lie.
And now they flip around the dials here, and we're going play by play here. I mean, you want to talk about big pop from the crowd, right?
If you started doing play by play, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you think that maybe we'd get away with it because it would probably be respectfully so bad because you don't really know what you're talking about that we actually wouldn't get in trouble?
Or this, I'm the positive guy here. Sirius XM. Listen around the channels, right? Not really paying all that much attention. Whoa, what is this? 2 to 3 o'clock. Highest rating we've ever had. Came from the Sports Grid Network. What were they actually doing over there? Oh, they were calling the game play-by-play, and they loved it. That's what I think. We wouldn't even get reprimanded. We'd be like, you know what? These guys are that good. Like, we have billions of dollars tied up in this World Cup here. You know, but these guys called it correctly. They're superstars.
Yeah. No, it's certainly – maybe that's your calling, calling some soccer.
Oh,
I've done it in my days. I've called –
Whoa, where?
Have you ever done play-by-play or color? Oh,
no.
Man, some
– I don't think I have.
Long Island Rough Riders, I think.
Whoa.
So,
and were they soccer stars on that? Who was there? MJF?
Yeah. It was all anyone that is famous in Long Island came through there. So I will have to mix that story around. Now, the one thing is you will be ahead of me for any exciting things that happen in this game.
I haven't hooked up. I just have to plug one thing in for the antenna, which I use, which I got to tell you, man. What a joy. So I'm in my office, and I don't have the 32-inch screen side by side, like in front of me on the wall. I don't need that big. I used to have the 75 in my old setup because I needed it. I was sat farther back. But I got to tell you, I sat in my office, computer screens out the wazoo, and put the Eagles game again on the antenna. And then on the other TV, I just had the red zone on. You can watch the Eagles game and enjoy Twitter at the same time. It's wonderful because when I don't have the antenna hooked up, which comes in HD and looks beautiful, I see the play like a minute. I can't even I don't know how, maybe just the area I'm in now where I get it so much slower, but it's just outrageous how you can have that because there's no feed that you're cutting into. So it was 32 seconds faster, and I enjoyed the entire game. I got everything faster than anything, and it was a great experience.
So, but you have to connect it to certain things to get certain things, or you can't
get cable. Like if it was on Fox Sports 1, like the earlier game was, I can't get that. But if you're talking about network TV, the antenna picks it up and it doesn't have the delay. So you get everything literally 35 seconds faster than what cable viewers watch.
All right. So hold on. So time sync me here. Count your clock.
Yes. And I will do it because we're coming up on a break in a couple minutes. I will. But I'm at 409, 410, 411 on cable.
You're ahead of me by about still 7 seconds.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now. Yeah. Because I've got stream over here. So.
Gotcha.
I really like it. Is what it is, you know, kind of with the move, the stream made sense. Bills Vikings, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever. Let's scroll Twitter, right? The fact that he didn't get in, and everyone's tweeting, oh, no. No way. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? Let me. And then, like, the tweets start coming in. He fumbled it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, the Vikings touch. I'm like,
yes.
What am I reading? So basically that whole thing kind of got spoiled for me, how to pick that up, where I was like, so I got to be very cautious. Like, in big moments, in big games, you know, everyone is watching, the phone's got to go down.
No, you're right about that. And it never used to really be like that. But I could see, like, even with if I watch the Thursday Night Football game, which is an Amazon Prime, on my TV, it's a good minute and a half behind my phone. It shouldn't be like this. And I can't stand that it is. And I remember I was like, oh, Corey, it's going to be great streaming. And I remember just sounding the alarm like a year and a half ago. I don't think you guys understand here. Like, we're all gamblers here where you can watch, which the joke was, like, we would do the 3x2s. And all I would do is watch FanDuel because it was like way ahead of the actual like thing that you're watching on cable, which shouldn't be like that. And it seems like it's getting worse and worse and ruining the overall experience because I love watching sports through Twitter, reacting in real time. But I remember a couple times, was it last year, maybe it was the NCAA final in basketball where it was close. Like I'm seeing like Adam Schefter tweet out like 40 seconds before I even saw it. Like, oh, that'll do it for the game. Like, oh, no, I didn't want to look at that. I hate that.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not how we draw it up, but it is what it is. We are 6 minutes, roughly, though, into this game, still scoreless. And you'll see the odds will shift right away. USA is up to plus 150. The draw dropped under 2-1. Yep. It's not a ton of movement, but with each moment, that clock will continue to tick. And you can always
do we have any shots on goal, by the way?
Value. I don't believe so. I don't know if I put the head down at the wrong time. I missed one, but I don't think we have a legit.
Oh, I like the hair right there. Who's that? What's this guy's name? The red, white, and
Weston,
blue?
Weston
number
McKinney.
Eight? Well, oh, phenomenal.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have to go anytime goal. Tomorrow. Yeah, we might have to be going anytime goals with that guy now, just for that fit. Look good, play good. My man's got it. Mm. He really has it. Well, as Kevin said, we're about 6 minutes into this, into a 90-minute affair. Let's have some fun. See if K-Dub can win some money on this. And also, let's talk Monday Night Football coming up next. It's Moneyline, right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two, the watch party is here. I believe the U.S. had a pretty good shot at scoring there. Did not. 0-0 still up. And K-Dub, plug it in here with the antenna. I am 23 seconds faster than cable here.
Oh, so what's your time?
11:22, 11:23, 11:24.
32 seconds ahead of me now. Good grief.
There we go.
So, I mean, you're basically in another planet.
Yes. Teleporting back in and having some fun. We'll see if the U.S. can score here at this point. But at least I believe it counted as a shot on goal for them. So what was it? 2 or 3 was a pretty good price there.
So that I don't know if that counts as a shot
on
goal.
Did he stop it?
Well, the ball that went off of the Wales defender counts as a shot on goal.
Yeah, but I think there was another
one. It would have been an own goal had it gone in the back of the net. That counts as a shot on goal?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I'm obviously referring to, where the ball was put, directly in the goalkeeper's chest by a Wales defender, though, off a cross.
Where'd it get? Which would have been electric. Like, where would this at? Because fouls, yellow cards, offsides, corner kicks, and saves. So it's one save for Wales. So I guess that would mean, shot on goal for the U.S.
It says shots one on goal zero is what I see. Right now.
But he had to make a save, though. Like, what is that?
It came off of a Wales defender.
This seems bogus already. I mean, it seems bogus.
What seems bogus about such
I think I might
thing,
be out on the World Cup already. Oh, my shot goodness. On goal. Whoa, I didn't even bet it, and I feel like I'm out.
Whoa.
Oh,
no.
Whoa, your yellow boy, for my guy?
Your boy Weston McKinney's out here tackling outrageously.
Man.
What are you going
to
do?
And also, the two yellows equals a red. Come on now.
What's
wrong? What are we doing here? Look, you should be able to get the yellow card should not turn over to the next game. It should be off.
Yeah,
I agree. Two yellows in one game.
I agree.
Like, I don't ever understand that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's a good point. Or maybe like two yellows over three games, right? Because isn't it just if you get two yellows throughout the tournament, you got to miss a game?
Is it a tournament or stages? Like, I don't even know. But I always get angry at
JP. JP, you need to become a soccer expert there. It's kind of like the playoffs.
Stages.
All right, so there you go. But let's see. How are the live odds changes? The draw? USA is in attacking position.
It's
90 time. They still like the USA side here right now.
We'll see what happens here with the U.S. By the way, tonight we do have a Monday Night Football game. I don't know how exciting it's going to be. I thought the San Francisco 49ers, regardless of Kyler Murray, was going to play. We're going to handle their business. We've had that number as high as, I think, 10.5 this morning. Now back to 9.5 at FanDuel. The match specials or game specials, they're back up, but I don't really have a great feeling for any one of them that are popping up at this point here. But there is the one that I won yesterday. The only one I had yesterday was over 1.5 touchdowns on the ground for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Indianapolis Colts, which couldn't have got a better start. One drive, one touchdown on the ground. And I had to wait till seconds left to go in the game for Jalen Hurts to run one in.
Now,
my
on,
goodness.
How did that go throughout the day?
Like across the board? I think it probably went pretty well, considering that the two games I lost for touchdown passes scorched it on the ground with the Bears and then the Falcons and then the Giants easily cover it in their game.
Let's see. So far I've got four games with it.
There was a couple where teams didn't even score, but the Dallas Cowboys got it, right, by themselves.
Yes, five, six. Mm-hmm. Only six games. So actually a 500. So you would have lost money on juice.
Betting it blind, yeah.
If you would have, yes, 100%, right? Like if you would have picked your spots, you would have been fine. The games that hit it, Colts-Eagles, Falcons-Bears, Lions-Giants, Commanders-Texans, Cowboys-Vikings, Bengals-Steelers.
Yeah. I think it's a great... The market, and I'm glad you brought that up, because when you just look at it and go, now hold on now. I can get two rushing touchdowns for the whole game? That's outrageous. Why wouldn't you just take it? Well, most of the time in the NFL, outside of this year, it feels like you just take the passing because nobody runs it in. But more or less now, with the way offenses are working, these guys are running it in left and right, it feels like.
Were you back in the passing touchdown market this week?
Yes, I went 0-2.
Really?
I had two long shots.
Oh, you mixed up a little.
Yes, I had Jared Goff against the Giants. Still keep it to the formula, but I like the numbers. At like +140. And I had Marcus Mariota +220.
Oh,
first shot of the game for Atlanta. Bang, touchdown right in. I'm like, I got this. The rest of the way, they don't, you know, running it in and doing some other things. But the one that I really got frustrated with was Jared Goff's. He didn't end up throwing any, Kevin. Three times they threw down to the 1 yard line. Three times.
I know
bang, all running in there, which was tough to watch because sometimes when I say to myself, I just want opportunities. Oh, that was a terrible bet, Donnie. No, it wasn't the way it played out. Like, they were down there repeatedly and kept pounding it at the one, which rightfully so, but I wouldn't be upset if it's like, hey, you know what happened here? Well, they handed off for the 19. They got down to the one and just ran it in. Okay, that makes sense. But the ones where you're getting tackled at the one, oh, they're so painful. They are.
I will say, the fact that that game featured Jamal Williams with three touchdowns, DeAndre Swift with one, Saquon Barkley on the other side, and the leading rusher was Justin Jackson. Hold on a minute now. Because, you know, we talk about that bet, like lead most rushing, most passing, most receiving in a game. Like, imagine that, where it was Justin Jackson swooping in. And I got it. Like, I don't know if they just bottled in the Detroit Lions and said, yeah, right, like Saquon's not beating us. The fact that he was held to 22 yards on 15 carries is unbelievable, though. Because it's never that simple, right? Every team then would say, let me tune in on Saquon Barkley. He's not beating us. So I don't know what the Lions were able to get right, but, man, how about a three-game win streak all of a sudden now in Detroit?
Yeah, good for them. By the way, if we get up the old crystal ball and you say, well, John's going to have multiple rushing touchdowns. Like, whoa, Saquon Barkley, best bet of the year. Doesn't even cash in. And I'm telling you, because, you know, sometimes taking the touchdown scoring market, right? I went 1-1 yesterday. I took Robinson, who also talked on the pick six. I lost that. And I'm frustrated with that one. That one I get mad at myself for. The other one cashed in was Singletary, which I thought was one of the better bets of the week. He ended up cashing in the second half. But the reason I bring that up is, like, you're just like, well, how does Saquon Barkley not score if the Giants don't do? Well, yesterday's a prime example where they don't just score every week. It's actually hard to score touchdowns. But you know where I got mad at myself? I tried to play out the Commanders game versus Houston. And it played out exactly the way I thought it was going to go. But you know where I get frustrated, which I take Devin Singletary. I'm usually not worried about Kevin when they get in the red zone or who's going to get the football. He's usually in the game, and he is. Same way where it's like Austin Eckler. Like, he's going to be in the game when the money counts in the red zone. Every time they cut to that Houston game versus the Commanders, it was Gibson in every time in the red zone. And those are the ones where I say to myself, where, let's just say I lose a passing touchdown. Okay, what'd they do? Well, they got the ball inside the red zone five times. I didn't get it. Okay, they had their chances here. But if they never got in the red zone, I wouldn't even be upset. But the fact that, like, you have a bet, and it's like, I don't even have a chance in this, Kevin, unless he runs for, like, a 75-yard touchdown. Those are the frustrating ones.
Yeah, the board can always be a little frustrating, though. I've started to find a little. I'm the team total guy now. You're the prop guy.
Yeah.
I'm the team total guy all of a sudden. And it's these buy-low situations that have worked out. With, you know, that. Now, I got to tell you, though, and you told me this, and it's resonated with me. You're like, hey, listen. We all get bad beats, but do remember the good ones. And the Rams was about to be a bad beat with Matthew Stafford going down, but the world balanced out with a 58-yard field goal made with 10 seconds remaining, down by 10 at the time from the Los Angeles Rams to hit that team total. So that was one of those, I don't care what happens the rest of the day. That was unbelievable.
By the way,
so happy.
The way that played out, what if I would have told you right now if Matthew Stafford was the quarterback? They don't even score in the second half. Junk time? The worst junk time.
That's a good point.
My goodness. Like, he's getting sacked on his own 20, right? You know what I mean? Like, he's not even caring about a damn thing but not scoring at that point, which is amazing. Watching some USA Wales 0-0 right now. World Cup soccer. Come on back. It's Moneyline on a Monday afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two here on a soccer Monday, not a football Monday, as we watch in the backdrop here. 0-0 USA Wales, 24 minutes into the match. We'll see how it goes here. But also, Monday Night Football tonight, looking at Bet365, Kevin, minus 10 they're showing tonight. Now, here's what I wanted to bring up, some prop bets here, which we're going to go over. As I said, some of the ones like the game specials we look at, I'm not all that enthused with, but there is a match specials here on the San Francisco-Arizona game, which shows up on every game, Kevin, on Sunday. Just have to wait sometimes till Sunday morning unless it's a bigger game. But here we go again. Rushing touchdowns tonight. 1.5 minus 105.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, do you see what I mean? Like, isn't this like this? Like, when sometimes I stumble on things that blow my mind. Like, on FanDuel, I was looking at a couple weeks ago, like, you know, first half touchdown, second half touchdown, just get one in your pocket.
Yes.
Played with it for one weekend, lost a little bit of money, but I never went back to it because I didn't think there was enough of a handicap upon doing that. Now, I don't know how much of a handicap there is outside of, oh my God, it just looks like tremendous. Because if I'm trying to fight myself on Christian McCaffrey to score a touchdown or Elijah Mitchell, and I say to myself, I think they both get in. But why do that? Oh, McCaffrey got two himself and Elijah got none. Well, you hit the over 1.5 at cheap juice.
So let me say this, right? Because we just basically told you guys that yesterday this ended up with a 6-6 record on your Sunday, right? But let's look, instead of the six winners, let's look at the six losers and see if you're really surprised. Pats, Jets. Admittedly, I thought that would have had a chance based on the way those offenses operate.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. It was a total that was under 40. The reason you didn't get there is there were zero offensive touchdowns, right? It's under the touchdown distribution was wrong. Okay. Saints-Rams. Never would have bet that. The Rams' running back room is completely fake, and if you watch Saints games, they never get Alvin Kamara touchdowns. Okay, we can live with that. Ravens-Panthers. No. The Baker to throw a half a touchdown was minus 120. So we're not even looking towards Carolina for anything. So that makes some sense. Broncos-Raiders. Every single, and I mean every single Bronco game, but one has gone under the listed total. Who's lining up to bet that one? Not me. And then the last one here, Chiefs-Chargers, folks. Every single Chiefs touchdown was thrown by Mahomes. Who is surprised by that? Not me. And Eckler ran one in instead of two in. So, again, depending on the odds, would it have been tempting? Yeah, but it's not surprising that five of six touchdowns were from Mahomes and Herbert. So I'm saying all of that to say the ones that lost make sense. This one tonight, James Conner finds the end zone, and the Niners legitimately have three guys that if they have a rushing touchdown, not a single one of you would be surprised in McCaffrey, Mitchell, and Deebo Samuel.
Yes, and also, it goes all the way down the list. Total passing yards combined in this game, 497 and a half, which I don't really have a mindset on that, per se. Mm. Obviously, one would have to carry the other. If I think it's going to be a game where the 49ers don't have to do all that much, I don't know how much you stress that. Passing attempts in this game, 70 and a half combined between the two quarterbacks. Rushing yards combined, 210 and a half in this game. So they're also, and also touchdown passes, 2.5 out of minus 155. So juiced a little bit higher than, and it looks like throughout every game, Kevin, by the way, these numbers on Bet365 stay the same. It's always 2.5 touchdown passes. It's always 1.5 rushing touchdowns. Just the juice changes.
That rushing number's pretty interesting.
I love it.
Arizona runs for 113 a game. The Niners, 123, really 124. At 210 and a half. And that, see, that bet, maybe more than any bet you have ever mentioned, fits the description of never out of it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, the Niners are smoking them. Yeah, good, they're going to run the football every single play.
Exactly.
The game's close. Well, they might run the ball then, right? That's...
Yes.
That is, as someone that bets 504, almost as if it's a guarantee despite it not being, that is significantly better than the combined passing yardage. Because that you can easily be out of. There's no game script where teams on both sides of the ball can't run the football for a big portion of the game. That's tempting. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And I think I'm probably going to end up being on that as a wager tonight. By the way, when we're talking about wagers, I think Maryland just got sports betting, I want to say.
Yes.
Because I'm getting the screenshots here of the stuff that we used to see probably once every few weeks, regardless if your state just turned on or not, which sports books no longer do. New state special, which is Maryland, one total passing yard tonight.
Oh.
Cardinals versus 49ers, plus 100.
Oh.
Max $50, so it's free $50. How about this one here? One total point scored tonight, plus 100, max $50.
Yeah.
What else we have here? Oh, and yesterday was the Ravens to score 1 point. Or excuse me, hold on, no. Oh, this is this coming week's game. Excuse me. Ravens to score 1 point today against the Jacksonville this week. So here's a couple $300 for you guys. Enjoy and let's have fun.
Now, out of curiosity with that, right, do you have to just be in Maryland or do you have to, like, create a new account and be in Maryland?
I'm going to say you don't. I'm going to say if you're in Maryland, you get that.
Because, and I think you're right. Because I was obviously, when I was in New Jersey, using the FanDuel Sportsbook. And then it became, you know, active in New York. And I was able to take advantage of all of those New York options. So, I mean, like, do you just you hop on a quick plane, man. Get to Maryland and get active.
Yes. Like, if you want to, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in that, because we, let's say the tri-state area for me is New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, but then if you slide it south.
Maryland?
No, no, no. Maryland's not that far at all. From me, anyway. No.
How far?
Because once you get down to Delaware, like, if I drive to Baltimore, well, it can't be more than an hour and a half to Baltimore, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Because, and also, that's Baltimore. I'm talking about just, like, the state border of Maryland. Because during, like, the pandemic, like, I was driving to Delaware to get my hair cut. It wasn't that bad of a ride. Delaware, you know, that slips off right into Maryland.
Wait, what? How long were you driving to get a haircut?
Back where in my place where I used to live, I was driving to Delaware. Like, I did it three times, like, during the pandemic because New Jersey wasn't open. Delaware was. It was only a quick jaunt down there. You know what I mean? So it's not that much farther into Delaware. We're not talking about, like, getting to Baltimore. You just got to get in the state line.
You just got to get into the state. So how would you look that up?
Yeah, let me see. I'm gonna look it up right now on Google here. So let me go here. Let's just say to Maryland.
Yeah, like that's.
It's a little bit longer for me right now. So this is but this is going deeper into Maryland. It says 2 hours for me.
All right. So if you can.
It seems longer than, like, why is it that long? Like, you know how we try this. Hold on. Let me get a map up here. Because I'm going to see.
So if you were in Maryland.
Let me see where the first. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As you look at the map. Would, yeah. And you place, what would that be?
Those, no, you know what? Yeah, they're taking me down there. I'm going to go to, let's just go, looks like Elkton is a town just over the border.
So all right. Ooh, that's a nice court, by the way. This Maui Invitational. Creighton, Texas Tech, by the way, top 25 matchup.
From my house right now, K-Dub, an hour and 7 minutes to get to Maryland.
Oh.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Now, hold on. And you'd be able to get, what, $150 if you were able to, assuming those are obviously all free wagers?
Yep. And also, how many books have been introduced into Maryland?
Yeah, and that's just on one book you're referring to. It's a good point.
I think this was two books, I want to say, on the screenshot. I think it's FanDuel, one for FanDuel and two for DraftKings.
Okay.
Yep. But it's $150. Now, if you hit it in that state, does it transfer to the other state, like, as a promo or no? Like, I assume it does, right? It's your money.
Yeah. Based on my experience with New York.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't be an issue. Now, hold on. Are you getting beat on gas? No, right? Like, what would be 2 hours of driving? I'm just saying, you know, you're trying to be cost effective here.
Yeah. Well, let's just say, let's just throw a number out there, like $40 in gas. And it's $150, so it's still $110. And it costs you, let's just say, 2 hours and 30 minutes. Let's just run it out there. You got some time on your hands. I mean, it's free paper, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the people that live close to Maryland, man. 100%. UPA, dip across the border. Delaware, dip across the border. It's the way to do it.
Absolutely.
And who knows if they'll even add on to that even more.
Yeah, you got to time your arrival.
It's true.
Man, that's pretty. Man, but that is the thing. And, like, they know how to make sure that they catch your attention, man, when these sports books open up. Like, they do.
Yes. Smart.
Guys, like, you just keep that going, man. You just keep throwing us free $50. That's all we ask.
Now, because I had a couple buddies. Like, they don't really follow gambling as much as I do, but all have accounts everywhere. And it used to be like, hey, guys, spread the love this weekend.
Ugh.
You know, get a couple free pizzas out of it. It's like, oh, thanks, man. Well, good looking out, right? Mm-hmm. I haven't done that in a long time, man. Like, come on.
Usually spread the love checks.
Yeah, where's that at?
It opens up, right?
Yes. Or not even that. Just like, hey, football's here. Spread the love. Tell your friends about FanDuel. Here's $50 for everybody. Get them in.
Yeah, man.
Man, outrageous. Those days are long gone. At this point, it is outrageous. I'll tell you what's not outrageous. You're going to get an update in a second, and I won't spoil it. We're going to come back right here on the Sports Grid Network with a goal. You guessed it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, Nelly! We got some action. And it's for the good. Team USA, 1. Team Wales, 0. K-Dub, talk about it and why this impacts your pocketbook, possibly.
Ooh, well, we certainly have ourselves an opportunity here. Did bet over 2.5 goals. Not as important, though, at a plus 440 boost from the FanDuel Sportsbook on the USA to score in both halves. Donnie and I all would agree on this. First half, the hardest half, because we wanted just a chance to get the half number two. So feeling just, you couldn't ask for really much more than what you're getting right now in this game. Sure, Wales could put one in, but I'm not overly bothered by that. Minus 250 live number on the USA side of things. Pulisic on the assist. It was Tim Way who puts the goal away at around the 36th minute of this game. USA's dominated possession here, better than 60%. They've had the better of the chances as well. So the score line is earned here by USA. Wales is going to have to try and possess this ball a little bit more if they want to get back into this. Some other live odds for you. Mm-hmm. Specifically, obviously, we hit the side. But on that total, 2.5 goals, I bet at pregame plus 140. Right now, plus 130. So you're still seeing that they think it could be tough for two more to come. However, over 1.5 is minus 370. So they are even more certain than they were pregame that there is going to be another goal. But the idea that there will be two more, it could be tough to come by. It opens up some options for you if you're willing to fade the USA. And I know that some of you are not, okay? Wales and a draw is plus 190. If they pull one back, if they're able to cross the finish line, you're able to then get some plus money. Both teams to score is minus 115 either direction. Obviously, though, that bet now just is Wales, yes or no, to put a goal across.
There you go.
A lot of great stuff here. A lot of fun action. The one last number I'm going to mention, Donnie, for people is a plus 260 correct score. This score line to hold is 1-0 USA exact. Certainly an interesting number for people there if they're looking for some plus money.
By the way, what was the both teams to score number? Did you ever get a look? Because I couldn't even find it on here.
Pre-game or right now?
Pre-game.
I believe it was minus 102 for the yes, minus 126 no.
How about that? All right. So.
But it's pick 'em each direction right now. Now, the one thing, you know, you and I always talk about like shop for the right thing, because it always rotates there. Let me see if I label it something different, if I can get better odds on this anytime goal here for the Wales. No, it looks pretty synced up. Looks pretty synced up there.
The next game for the U.S. is against England. Is that true?
On Friday.
Now that, if the U.S. wins, that's going to set up a Friday. I mean, that's good Friday there. A lot of people have off. Would like to see what the numbers will be on that game, because you don't know this year. The NFL obviously doesn't have Good Friday this year, but we'll have it, I believe, is it next year? Good Friday game? I believe.
Good Friday is like with Easter.
Oh, excuse me, Black Friday. I apologize.
Oh, man, I thought you were saying like have a Good Friday. Like, I thought you
Black Friday. Yeah. Next year, the NFL comes into play. So they're going to have a pretty clean opening, right? Team USA, what's that going to be, a mid-afternoon, 2 o'clock, same time probably?
Yeah, it'll especially with if they're able to hold the results here, it'll be by some margin probably the biggest game in the history of the men's national team. I think it's almost a guarantee to be the most bet-on game in the history of the men's national team with more sports books, the opponent. So all of that is very exciting. And yeah, if the USA were able to get, it's a lot, but if they were able to hold here and beat England, they would be heavy favorites to not just advance, but to win the group. I am curious because, they leave, Super Bowl odds up and things of that nature. Let's take a look here. Do they have open, Group B odds as this
that
is live? All? Yeah, that's what I'm curious
about. Yeah, that's interesting. That is interesting.
No, they don't. They just have some England markets up. They do have the odds for USA England available, if anyone would like a reference. England's a minus 180 favorite in that game. 3-1 for the draw, 5-1 for USA to beat England. So a decent dog there all things considered. But they lock any USA related lines other than like World Cup winner. You could bet USA, but you know, it's you're not like snagging ridiculous value, obviously, there, you know.
No, a little corner kick here coming up here for the Wales boys, down 1-0. 44th minute here. And I didn't see, again, we never know exactly, but I didn't see how many major injuries are going to push this extra 5-10 minutes, whatever it would be. So good start by Team USA. We'll see if they can hold up here on a very nice effort in a nice first goal. But how about this, KW? Because I'm still looking at this Monday Night Football game. I know this is expensive, but they even have on Bet365 the breakdowns. Like, remember I just told you, like, a touchdown and a half rushing between both teams, which seems insane. You have to pay for this, but Niners to go over a half of a rushing touchdown, minus 230. How does this game exist where the Niners don't punch a rushing touchdown in? Somebody help me out. Like, between Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, and Elijah Mitchell. Like, and I don't advocate, because most people will say this. Like, oh, that's too much juice. You can't be, like, playing that. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I might be laying 230 tonight to win $100 with a rushing touchdown for the 49ers. Flip it over to the other side, Kevin. They get on the two-yard line. Colt McCoy's not throwing that football in the end zone. Plus 185 over a half for the Cardinals.
For just a rushing touchdown?
One rushing touchdown, yes. You'll get a plus 185 number.
Yeah, that. But again, like, see, that just takes me to the 1.5. Because I don't love laying minus 230. I know what you're saying. It's unlikely.
Like, you might shut this off in the first quarter. Bang, there goes Christian McCaffrey, 6-yard touchdown run. See it, going to bed. Don't even got to worry about it. Even though, if that happens, you're probably going to get the second one anyway. But it's just one of those, almost like a pyramid that just lines up, that's like crazy. Rushing yards tonight, team for San Francisco, 121.5. Minus 115. Same, by the way, same for the Cardinals. Interesting.
Same exact 121.5?
Same exact number. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, though, but didn't you say the combined was 210?
Let me see.
Or did I mishear you on that?
Let me just double check. What's with the combined one? Combined is 210.5, yeah.
Whoa, you don't see that very often.
Yeah.
Usually the combined would actually be above the straight comp, like the straight math. Because they're like, one team can explode. Like, usually they make you pay a little more. That's pretty good. Then that combined rushing total is pretty good. I really do. I think that and the combined rushing touchdowns, both of those really make a lot of sense.
They do for this game. They really do. Sacks. Cardinals get 1.5 sacks tonight, minus 170. Actually, hold on here. Oh, it's the Cardinals. Okay. Sacks for the 49ers, 3.5. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. They have it broken down side by side. It says San Francisco's to the left and Arizona to the right, but it's actually broken down differently on their specials. So rushing yards for the 49ers is 121.5, minus 115 each way. If you scroll down, you see the Cardinals rushing yards, 83.5 at a minus 115.
So Cardinals rushing yards, 83.5.
83.5 tonight, yes.
What do you think? Let's see what they give up again. Now, I'm not saying I particularly love that, because they only ran for 78 last week. See, they like to let Colt McCoy throw. What did they actually end up listing this Colt McCoy passing yardage prop at?
I thought it was like 222 early this morning on FanDuel.
Oh, is
something
it?
Something like that. I thought it was.
Yeah, it's down to 216.5.
Is it? Okay, so it's dropping. Yeah.
Yeah, they know. But I'm still tempted by that number. But let's see what Colt McCoy last year as well. Obviously, in this first game back, throws for 238. Maybe more importantly, throws the ball 37 times. And then he did 328 against Seattle, 249 against the Niners last year, by the way, in a spot start. And then he had a disaster game, 11 of 20, 107 yards against Carolina. I'm tempted by that Colt McCoy passing prop.
It's a good market. Like, in, you know, some sports books really dip into some things you can have fun with, but I got to tell you, you know, getting the juices going. I always thought it was going to be on the 1.5. I tried to see if it was maybe just a touchdown prop, because I wouldn't be surprised again. Like, Christian McCaffrey, the only frustrating thing is you should never be worrying about, once you get to the red zone, who is there. And granted, McCaffrey scored a lot of touchdowns. And even with Elijah Mitchell, he didn't score last week. But the fact that my guy was getting 18 carries, and then the coach comes out and says, hey, you know what? Yeah, look, the game's out of hand or whatever. We just wanted to get him some work. He straight up just said, hey, you know, man, we like a 50-50 split. It's like, ooh, oh, man. Oh, that's a tough scene.
You know, and I got very annoyed by that immediately. You know, kind of hit the, like, I went to the other side of the fence. I left you, by the way. I'm like, bad trade. They got fleeced. They just paid for a 50-50 split running back. Like, you got to be kidding me. But this is how Shanahan likes to run his offense. He uses McCaffrey in different ways, of course, as a pass catcher. So that's understandable. Yeah. But so it maybe, you know, a little overreaction from me. One thing I'm a little surprised by, though, no Eli Mitchell rushing props. Like, I don't know if those are listed anywhere, but I just checked, you know, FanDuel and DK, obviously the two most popular books, and they're not hanging them. I'll do a one additional check and see maybe if I'm...
Yeah, I don't even have it here at Bet365 either.
No,
yeah,
they're trying to, I don't got it anywhere.
Scared off it where you can't just come out and have a, hey, throw a 35 and a half up there. Like, oh, we can't do that, even if that's the number we project.
Let's, you know what, let me look at NumberFire is like a free place that you can find projections. I'm curious what they list him at, just to get a baseline, right? Of kind of, I like what you said there, though. What, because their numbers are not, occasionally, like they're very in line. I'm just curious what that expectation would be. Eli Mitchell, 53.15 on NumberFire. So, I mean, look, Donnie, if they hung a 53.5, I don't think we would be like, oh, open season, fire away, must bet. I'm surprised that they're not posting. Maybe they will a little bit later on in the day.
And just to have an idea here, run defense on Pro Football Focus. There's 32 teams in the NFL. The Cardinals listed at 28th. And then if we're taking a look at tackling, they are coming in, the Arizona Cardinals, at, where are they at here? AC, actually a decent tackling team? Decent tackling team. Yeah, they're actually a top 15 or 15th in tackling, but rush defense not looking that good. And also, if you're figuring one team is up, they'll be running the football more. But my goodness, inside the five, you need to see just a sprint. Deebo Samuel comes in motion, hand the football, spins over, five-yard touchdown. Christian McCaffrey can do so many different things, and also Elijah Mitchell. I think it's a good one. I think the run, and also, more or less, you're trying to write off Arizona. Arizona's got one of the best goal linebacks in football. He's getting the football, even though Kyler Murray's not playing. And maybe that even helps the running. It's like, hey, you know what? He's not going to scramble around and throw it around. You know they're lining up to run the football. They're pounding it in, not play action to the outside or a naked boot keep here. That's not going to happen. I do like the rushing props here. I think they do make some sense. So have some fun with that. Also, halftime, USA Wales, 1-0 USA. Ooh,
we're in the mix.
Need one
man.
More in the second.
Right? I don't think we could... again, could we ask for more? Yes. Like, because we could be in a situation where the over looks a little better. But, ooh, they got live bets. Maybe we'll hit these on the other side before we get out of here.
One second.
Like live specials.
Time,
you know what I mean?
Flies. Yeah, live. We'll do it live. Coming back next year on Moneyline. One segment to go before we send you off to the rest of your sports grid day. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it. Final segment here. 1-0 Team USA. Before we get to some plays for tonight, K-Dub, anything live catching your eye here in Team USA Wales?
Yeah, I was just... They have those, like, live parlays, but they're all tricky because we know that these things are difficult. The shortest odds, over 1.5 goals in this game, and Pulisic to have a shot on target, which is a plus 220 price. There's obviously, though, not that you guys don't know this, but there is a big difference between a shot and a shot on target, you know? So just kind of factoring that in. If he shoots a shot, it's probably going to go on target. You can bet just straight shots, like 14. Like the USA to have 9 shots. So over 8.5 shots is minus 130. So stuff like that's interesting if you want to get involved here. I do hope that this is not a scenario. Someone that, again, I think a lot of us here tuning in hope the USA wins. I hope this, like you said, right, Donnie, playing,
yes,
you know, not to lose. And the next thing you know, this is a 1-1 draw the other direction. We should get this plus 440 bet home, let's be honest.
Yes, that'd be nice. That'd be a nice little cash for you on there.
Should I hedge?
What are you talking about?
Give the people any picks you want to give them. The hedge option here, though.
I don't think you should have. I'm a big hedge guy, but that feels like one of those where.
Okay.
I don't think, like, Wales. Again, I'm not a strategist by any stretch of the way in the World Cup. But they're going to be pressing, which you know what that means the opposite way.
Yep,
you get some odd man runouts the other way. I think you're in pretty good shape at that point. The same way, if Wales ties it up, is the U.S. going to be dribbling back and say, hey, we'll take the tie? No. Teams are going to be pressing here. By the way, tonight for me, player rushing and receiving, Christian McCaffrey over 103.5 yards. He's been doing damage to that all season long. That's where I'm going. JP, let the people know, actually, what you're in on right now, I should say.
Yeah, I took the USA money line and feel pretty good about it right now. Let's just continue.
Park the bus, but not for Kev. Park it after 2-0. K-Dub, what do you got? Anything else tonight? What do you got?
That Colt McCoy passing looks pretty solid. Maybe a 1-1 as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely betting the 1.5 touchdowns to the over as well in rushing. So we are going to get after it, have some fun. We'll root on some bets here, but it would be nice. England, USA on Friday, both unbeaten here in the World Cup. Sensational. For JP, Donnie, and Kevin, it's been money line. You know what? Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.